broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Take a chance on me. whether you know or not, when you just hurry away.
98.3.
my lady, drive me crazy, be my sweetness, my completeness, be my lover, there's no other, be my lady, be my baby, be my lady, drive me crazy, be my sweetness, my completeness, be my lover, there's no other.
The Wave celebrates good friends. Give a friend a call today. Doesn't matter if you haven't talked to them for 3 weeks or 3 years. You'll both feel better for it. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Station 98.3, Steve Oliver, and a wonderful song to get things going there. And also the theme from Moonlighting, Al Jarreau in there. It was High Noon, by the way, from Steve Oliver, who will be presented by The Wave, along with Cat Levan, at Blue Frog Studios in White Rock on December 14th. That is Holiday Magic 2.0. Last year they were in Burnaby at the Admiral, and this year Steve and Cat are out at Blue Frog Studios in White Rock for an evening of fun, great music, and Christmas and seasonal warmth. Again, the date is December 14th. Tickets are available now at bluefrogstudios.ca. Good morning. It's 5:33 at Sterling for Tara Jean on Grey Cup weekend with an absolutely gorgeous full moon in the sky. 5 degrees in downtown Vancouver. Here's Al Green. Let's stay together. Wave 98.3.
So in love with you, whatever you want to do is all right with me, 'cause you make me feel so brand new. Want to spend my life with you. Let me say it seems, baby, since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come.
Wave 883 with Alex Cuba. Born and raised in Havana, now lives in the interior of British Columbia, and a couple of Grammys on the shelf at his house, too. Great story, personal story. And also, I Think of You, the name of that song, Al's Green, and Let's Stay Together in there as well. It's 5:40 on a beautiful Friday morning, 5 degrees downtown, Sterling for TJ. Canucks lost badly last night to the point where the head coach, who's always available, regardless of the outcome of the game, is always available for a few words with the media at the end of it all. And Rick Tocchet said, don't ask any questions about any of the players. We were terrible, and took some time to apologize to the fans. He was saying things like, you know, people out there paying $200, $300, $400 to watch us play, and we kind of let them down. The understatement of the evening. Canucks will try again with Connor Bedard, the prodigy from North Vancouver, and his Chicago Blackhawks in town tomorrow night. Lou Rawls at 5:41 on a Friday morning. And you'll never find another love like mine on the way.
As long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do, you'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you. It'll take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Another love like mine, someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see what you found in me. You'll keep searching and searching your whole life through.
You're gonna miss my loving. You're gonna miss my loving.
93.3.
That is Elan Trotman on sax and a really hot tune called Runnin' Hot. And also, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. Lou Rawls in there. It's Sterling for Tara Jean. Good morning. It's 549 and 5 degrees in downtown Vancouver. As we head into Grey Cup weekend, let's check the weather. A mix of sun and cloud again today. We were looking at overnight drizzle and morning showers that have disappeared. And there's just a beautiful full moon in the sky, although officially the full moon is actually tonight. It's pretty darn close, pretty convincing this morning. Today's high will be 8, some clouds rolling in, and we do have, again, drizzle overnight in the forecast for tonight, which is more likely because as we head into Grey Cup weekend, the entire country will be watching what's going on in Vancouver in bits and pieces over the weekend, and of course it'll be raining. Canada would be disappointed if they tuned in Vancouver Live and it wasn't raining. We mustn't disappoint the country, will we? So today we're looking at not a bad day at all with a high of 8. Tomorrow Tomorrow, however, it shall be drizzly. Rain in the morning, breezy, and then, well, maybe we'll see some breaks in the middle of the afternoon, and cloudy with a chance of showers again on Grey Cup Sunday. Right now, it is 5 degrees and not raining in downtown Vancouver, and it looks like a pretty dry drive-in for the morning commute crowd, too. As we get back to music with Paul Brown, this is called Secret Sauce.
Wave 98.3 is CIWB-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver. Available on mobile devices and online at wave98.3.fm.
Good morning. It's coming up to 6 o'clock on the West Coast. It's Sterling in for Tara Jean. And here's what's making waves. The 55,000 Canada Post workers represented by the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, CUPW, are on strike. The union says after a year of bargaining with little progress, postal workers made the difficult decision to strike. CUPW issued a 72-hour strike notice earlier in the week, saying it's been asking for fair wages, safer working conditions, and other improvements over nearly a year of bargaining. Canada Post served the union with lockout notice not long after, but said it did not intend to lock workers out. The corporation previously said if there is labor action, it will do its best to minimize service disruptions, but delays may be unavoidable. It also warned a labor disruption would make its already serious financial predicament worse, as a competitive parcel delivery market has increasingly challenged Canada Post in the wake of the COVID pandemic. And the city of Vancouver is requesting public input on 17 areas around town it has identified as future villages. As part of the Vancouver plan, villages are defined as areas with existing retail clusters that can evolve. The goal is for these future villages to grow into vibrant, lively, and connected neighborhoods, the city says. Villages will enable missing middle housing up to 6 stories and new opportunities for shops and services, all within a short walk, bike, or roll. The plan is for villages to be within a 5-minute walk from key intersections. The city is asking us to read about the plans and even take a survey by early January. Lots more information at shapeourcity.ca. Make that shapeyourcity.ca. It's early. Shapeyourcity.ca. In sports, the coach had to apologize to the fans. Bit of a stinker. The Vancouver Canucks lost last night to the New York Islanders. They host Connor Bedard and the Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow. There are 5 NHL games tonight. Winnipeg's Brady Oliveira is the Canada's most outstanding player and most outstanding Canadian. He took both awards last night at the CFL Awards here in Vancouver. Mr. Oliveira and his Blue Bombers getting ready to take on the Toronto Argonauts. Kickoff 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon in front of 50,000 fans at BC Place. And yes, a lot of boxing fans and curious onlookers getting ready for the big fight on Netflix tonight between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Tyson hasn't had a fight in 20 years. He's also 31 years older than Jake Paul, and yet the odds makers have him favored to win. Either way, both fighters are going to do well. Jake Paul is scheduled to make $40 million. Mike Tyson, a paltry $20 million. Vancouver weather, a mix of sun and cloud today, a high of 8. Some clouds will roll back in tonight, producing a bit of drizzle overnight. Chance of drizzle throughout the day tomorrow as well, with a high of 6. Sunday, Grey Cup day, clouds and showers, and warmer with a high of 10. Right now, clear skies and a beautiful moon. If you have a chance, check it out. It's absolutely gorgeous, although technically the full moon isn't actually until tonight.